You're listening to the Insurance Podcast with Pete Tessier, the podcast where no claim is unfounded.
Justin Thuan is an entrepreneur through and through, and his current project, LowestRates.ca, is a fine example of someone seeing a niche and building a business to satisfy it. LowestRates.ca is an example of the merging of ideas, technology, relationships, and most importantly, drive. This company is hyper-focused on the consumer, taking no ads, and probably to many people's surprise, most of its customers use a broker to finalize the sale of insurance. Justin is very candid about what they have learned and how their value proposition has grown and developed within the insurance channel. One of the most important things Justin mentioned is that after almost 7 years, LowestRates.ca still wants to keep its startup mentality. When you learn how long Justin went without a paycheck as a startup, you'll realize that keeping that mentality alive is all about passion and drive to succeed. All right, we have Justin Thuan, who is the founder and CEO of LowestRates.ca. Now, some people are probably wondering, why lowest rates and how do they fit in with insurance? Well, I think the obvious answer there is insurance is one of the many financial service offerings that LowestRates.ca provides. So let's get into what Lowest Rates is, where it came from, and how it works, Justin.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first, I want to thank you for having me on today. The easiest way to explain LowestRates.ca is we're like Expedia, but instead of allowing Canadians to compare flights or hotels, we allow them to compare all kinds of personal financial products. So whether a Canadian's looking to find any type of insurance, like car insurance, home insurance, life insurance, whether they're looking for a mortgage, whether they're looking for a credit card or a loan, we are a one-stop shop where Canadians can come and compare all their options from leading Canadian financial institutions and also get any of their personal financial questions answered. And our goal is to help Canadians make smarter financial decisions.
Okay. I like that. The Expedia for financial products. That's kind of a cool way of saying things. So let me ask you this then. One of the things when I was sort of doing some research on Lowest Rates, it talked about you being a recommendation site, but that's not quite what it is. I mean, you're providing information, but are you saying one company's better than the other, or are you just letting the consumer sort of decide and make a choice based on what you're providing? Can you explain that a little bit, please?
Yeah, that's an important distinction because we are absolutely and entirely impartial. So we're never going to blindly recommend one company over another. In fact, we don't take any advertisements on our site as a result. If you come to lowestrates.ca, you will not see a banner ad or any type of advertisement anywhere because we want to be totally impartial. We are here to advocate for the consumer, to increase consumers' financial literacy, and to help them make better choices for their unique needs. When it comes to car insurance, for instance, if you're someone living in Ontario, you come to lowestrates.ca, you spend about 3 to 5 minutes answering questions about where you live, what you drive, your driving history, and then we'll compare the Ontario car insurance market for you. We'll compare over 30 different car insurance companies for you, and then we'll list them from lowest price to highest price. And we'll take your information and pass it along to the company that has the lowest price and match the two of you together. But that's the only way that we recommend. We recommend after we have your information and once we can put you through our proprietary algorithm and match you with the company that meets your needs the best.
So let's talk a little bit about the algorithm then. I mean, as we all know, anything with technology, you're going to have some algorithms running in the background, and I won't get you to sort of divulge the secret recipe here because I know those algorithms are expensive, but the algorithm works, but you also have to have some interaction with the insurance companies that you're dealing with. And you need to, are using APIs to pull their rates out in a live setting, and then the algorithm takes over after that. Sort of, what's the basis of the process to get to those rates and that connection between the customer or the consumer and the lowest rate?
Yeah, it's a good question. From a consumer standpoint, we want it to seem easy and smooth. So I think the best way to analogize it is that old duck analogy. On top of the water, we look smooth and calm, but underneath the water, we are paddling like crazy in order to match the consumer with the best price. So we need to call the different insurance companies with consumers' information, and your information is going to be different from my information. And the way that we call each of the companies is different because each company doesn't store or share their rates in the same way. And so it's very complicated in order to compare 30 different insurance companies and get proprietary rates based on an individual basis. So we've partnered with a number of different companies. We're using some of their software, some of our own software, and in combination, we call each of these companies and make sure that we deliver accurate rates, because there's nothing worse for either the consumer or the insurance company or the broker if we're showing rates online that don't match when the consumer calls into the center. So it's a combination of a lot of different technology, and it's something that we work on every day. It's probably outside of, you know, acquiring consumers and getting consumers to come to our site, it's probably where we spend the most effort, is making sure that we generate accurate quotes for consumers, brokers, and companies.
Okay, before I get to the consumer question I had for you, I want to go back to the calling part, and you mentioned brokers. And as a former broker, there's nothing worse than delivering an inaccurate rate because you didn't pull the right information out through the rating system. You did mention broker. Is there a broker part of this with lowestrates.ca? Is there an entity that brings the purchasing aspect of the consumer through an intermediary like a broker once they've used your service?
So what happens right now is, as I said, we match the consumer with the company that offers the lowest price. And if that company is offered through a broker, we'll take that consumer's information and pass it to the broker. Then one of two things happens. Either the broker calls the consumer in order to reconfirm the information that the consumer entered on the site, or in many cases, the consumer picks up the phone and calls the broker because they're so excited that they've compared the market and they're getting a great rate and they feel like they want to buy because they have a high intent, they need insurance, and they feel convinced that this is the best option for them. I think in the future, what's going to happen is that consumers are going to use our site, and then if there's a bind online feature from the broker or the company that they've been matched with, we will then be able to pass all of their information that they entered into our form into that bind online quoter, and they won't even need to speak with someone over the phone. I think that's where things are going. That's where things we'd like to go, but not all of the brokers and insurance companies are there yet. But when they are, we can't wait, because we're absolutely ready and adept at taking that information that they've already entered and passing it along so that the consumer doesn't need to re-enter everything again.
With the brokers then, do you have designated broker partners just like you have designated financial services partners, people who want to use lowestrates.ca? And is there an avenue for more brokers to come on board? And I ask this because I'm an insurance-centric sort of media outlet, and I want, and a lot of my listeners are brokers. So I want to clarify that first before we get to some other things.
Absolutely. So if you look at today, in the car insurance space, for instance, and car insurance is where lowestrates.ca does most of our business, we generate over 1,500 car insurance quotes every day. So those are people that come to our site and finish a comparison quote. So we do over 1,500 a day. And the majority of those are actually going to brokers. And so we're always on the lookout for brokers that have a very consumer-friendly mindset and that are going to treat the consumers really, really well, because they're an extension of our service. It's all well and good if we compare the market for consumers and we offer them a good price, but if they don't have a great experience when we pass them off to our partner, then that's a letdown for the consumer and that's a failure of our site. So we very carefully select the brokers with whom we work, and we're always open to working with new partners. So if there's brokers that are hearing this and they're looking for a way to scale their business in a very efficient fashion, then they should give us a call, because we feel like there's no more efficient way to scale a broker's business than to get leads through sites like ours. And the reason is because by the time a person gets to you, they're very likely to purchase. We get most of our traffic two ways, through organic Google search and paid Google search. And so the way that someone finds our site is by going into Google and by saying, hey, I need insurance right now. So these are people who are in market. These aren't people who are casually comparing. These are people who want to buy right now. And then they come to our site and we compare the market for them. So if we've matched the person with a specific broker, this is someone who, one, is in the market, and two, is well matched with that broker. So there's a far higher chance of that person actually purchasing from the broker than if the person finds the broker in their neighborhood, or if they find the broker through an AdWords ad from that broker. Because if a person goes to that broker that they see in AdWords, they're not going to necessarily feel like they've compared the entire market, whereas with us, they have. So we think that it's a very efficient, cost-efficient way for a broker to scale business, because we have a lot of leads. So if you're looking for a significant opportunity to grow your business, we think this is a good way to do so. So we view brokers as hugely integral partners to us.
Okay, that's really cool, because as innovation takes over the traditional insurance distribution and insurance intermediary channel, brokers have struggled with how do they play in a digital world? How do they play in the online world while maintaining their sort of value proposition that's sort of been bred into them through generations? As many brokers are family, they've been brought in through other generations. No one grows up wanting to be an insurance broker. You think a little differently that way. So this is very interesting how you look at that, because you present a value proposition of customer acquisition. And that's one of my questions for you. And you sort of answered already with the paid Google and the organic Google. Are there other ways that you're looking, newer ways to sort of acquire customers and visits to lowestrates.ca?
There's so many different ways. I mean, firstly, we are becoming a brand. So as people use our site, they refer to their friends and family because they've had a good opportunity. And so they've had a good experience. So as every day goes by, there's more and more people coming directly to lowestrates.ca. So that's a large percentage of our traffic base. I think also, as I mentioned, organic search, we show up very highly in Google for terms like insurance quotes and the major car insurance terms. And so a lot of people find us that way. And then, as I said, we do some paid advertising like Google AdWords. There's lots of other ways that you can acquire consumers. You know, you can do social media advertising, Facebook, Instagram, etc. But we find with those that the lead to sale ratio, so for every lead that we send to a broker or a carrier, that the lead to sale ratio goes down when you're using those social channels, because people who see ads on social channels aren't necessarily in market and they don't necessarily need to buy right away. And I think one of the failures of some brokers and insurance companies is that if a person is not in market wanting to buy right away, they're not necessarily great at following up with the consumer whose policy is up in 6 months or 3 months or 9 months. That may still be a consumer that wants to purchase from that broker or carrier, but they don't have the proper ECRM tools in place in order to follow up at the appropriate time. And so for now, we've shied away from using social media to generate leads because we've got the feedback from our broker and carrier partners that the lead to sale ratio is not as high. And that's always our goal. Our goal is to create as high a lead to sale ratio as possible. You know, ideally, you know, brokers and carriers would be able to sell every single person that with whom we connected them with. Now, that's not reality, but we always are very cognizant of keeping that as high as possible, because for us to be successful, it needs to be a win. When the consumer needs to win, they need to feel like they get a great price and a great experience, and the broker or carrier needs to win because they need to be making money in the long term on this.
I think your points about the social media area is really interesting, Justin, because I love the term not in market. And I think that one of the big words and buzzwords that we're hearing now is engagement, right? You've got to engage your consumer. I like in market. Are you in the actual market for shopping? And it makes me think of some things I've seen with social media technology that revolves around geofencing and trying to capture audiences based on where they might be and the things they might be doing. I'm sure you're familiar with it. And I think you really outlined one of the challenges with using social media as a tool in that maybe it's a branding exercise more than a touch point for consumers. And again, you touched on something that some of my other guests have said is developing your brand and why that's so important. And if you're going to use social media, do you feel it's more of a brand extension than a call to action, or is it even something different than that?
No, I definitely think that social media, you hit right on it, is more of a branding exercise. It's more of getting people to know who you are and to think about you and become aware of you. And I think I like to analogize it to a supermarket. If you're going shopping for groceries and you see two cereal boxes on the shelf, same price, same flavor, one that you've never heard of and the other that you've heard of, all things being equal, you're going to pick the one that you've heard of. So that's the way I analogize social media. Social media is awareness. It gets people to hear of you. And then when people go into Google and search, if they've heard of you, they'll likely click on you before something else with an equal offering. And so it's the branding part, but they work hand in hand together. But I think companies that are trying to generate new business or sales through social media are going to be disappointed with the results, because people typically, when they're ready to buy, they don't use social media as the mechanism to find out where to buy. They typically use Google. They go in there and Google answers their questions. But social media can kind of reinforce where they choose if they've heard of you before.
Okay, we're giving a social media lesson here, and it's great. But that's what a lot of people want to hear, is having some context for all these readily available tools. Because for a lot of people, and take the general insurance industry out of it, take all your financial services that you offer, it's a new world. And the person who's offering mortgages, and maybe the one answering the consumer query from your website and the person you've brought in, isn't a social media expert, but they may have to understand it to know how they got their customer or how their brand became associated with yours. So I think it's really valuable to sort of go granular on this stuff, because people need to understand it, at least at a base level. Let's talk about some of the partners that you have. And in the beginning, how are you able to bring together companies that wanted to be partners with Lowest Rates? And what did you have to do to entice them to get involved, and particularly to deliver all that information, as you say, when you call and talk to them, so that the consumers get it the way they want it and in the right timing?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a big challenge. It's still a challenge for Lowest Rates to reach our mandate. So our goal is to be the first place Canadians go when they have a financial decision to make. And so that's a lofty goal. But to reach that goal, we need to be able to compare the whole market for Canadians. And while we've made some great progress, we're not there yet. There's still some insurance companies that aren't working with us. And we're working to change that, and we're getting very close, but there's still some that are holding off. So how do we pitch this to brokers and insurance companies? Well, I think we look at it from a very high level. We say, look, this is what's happening in Canada in other industries. If you look at the travel industry, people don't typically go to a hotel website or an airline website. They go to Expedia or they go to Trivago. People want to compare their options. When they're shopping, they go to Amazon because they want to compare their options. When they're looking for a car, they go to Auto Trader. Again, they want to compare their options easily, quickly, without needing to talk to somebody. And so this is what's happening in other industries. So why wouldn't it be happening in the insurance industry or personal finance industry, where people are actually spending far more money and making more meaningful decisions than for a flight or for a hotel? It just makes sense that this is where people are going to go, and that if brokers and carriers don't get involved in this, then they're going to be losing business. And then the second example I bring up is in other countries. If you look at other countries like the UK and Australia and the US, this is the way the insurance industry is going, especially if you look at the UK. In the UK, which is where we got the idea for lowestrates.ca, personal finance rate comparison sites are just a way of life. 70% of all insurance transactions in the UK start on rate comparison sites. So if brokers and carriers are not on these sites, they are going to lose massive business. And I think we're starting to see that happen. There's certain insurance companies that don't work with us right now, and we have hundreds and in some cases thousands of people coming to us saying, I'm interested in discussing my policy with company X. They're not on our site right now. That's another example that we use when we go to them to say, hey, what do you have to lose to be on your site? And that's really the pitch. What do they have to lose? Because the only time we are ever going to send them a lead is, again, one, if someone's in market, and two, if they're the best match for the consumer. And so we challenge every partner. We say, give us a chance and look at your cost per sale. And we challenge you to find a lower cost per sale at scale than working with us. You can probably generate a couple of sales a week at a lower cost than this, but if you're really trying to grow meaningfully and increase your number of sales per week by tens or by hundreds or by thousands, there is not a less expensive, or we haven't found a less expensive way than by working with us. So that's a long-winded answer to kind of how we enter into these conversations with partners.
So then when you look at partners, do you look at things as someone who can be a partner nationally, or are you looking regionally too? Like, how do you distinguish who should be a partner and where they fit into your product offerings? Is there an aspect of, well, I mean, Canada's a big, wide country. Is there aspects of people who are better in the Atlantic provinces, Ontario, Quebec, versus the prairies and even BC and Alberta?
Both. So we don't discriminate. We are open to national players as well as regional players. As you mentioned, in many cases, the regional players have advantages versus the national players, because there's still some consumers, even if they come through online, that they may prefer to stay with a company that is local as opposed to national. And so we're open to everybody. We're advocating for consumers. So we want to give consumers as much choice as possible. So as long as the company, you know, the broker or the carrier with whom we're going to work has a commitment to treating the consumers well, to getting back to the consumers quickly, and has a good track record of consumers, then we will absolutely welcome them with open arms on our site. Because in many cases, it's going to add a new carrier to us that we don't have before, which is going to lower prices for consumers, which is going to increase. And it's also important because as we add more carriers and more brokers, the lead to sale ratio for carriers and brokers gets better, because as there becomes more choice for consumers, the choices and the prices are going to get better, and therefore more of the consumers end up buying from the company with whom they're matched. So it's a win-win. A broker or carrier may worry that they're not going to get as many leads if we bring on more partners, but we have so many leads right now that that's not a concern. So it's a win for everybody. Competition is a win for everybody.
Okay. I hope my audience just heard you say that. We have so many leads right now. I mean, that is the holy grail of what so many brokers and financial services providers or intermediaries are looking for, is leads. Rewind your podcast, listen to that, and listen to what Justin just said, because that's super important. And there's obviously something that you guys know and are doing really well, because that's what everyone is striving for. To jump ship, segue into something else, are there other industries or services that Lowest Rates is looking to sort of migrate into, or that you have on your horizon? Are there things that you're sort of investigating now? And can you tip us off maybe a little bit about what's on your radar?
Yeah, well, absolutely. So right now, most of our revenue and our leads come in auto insurance. And it took us a lot of time and a lot of effort, and it continues to, in order to integrate with the partners and to generate accurate quotes for consumers and partners. Our next big foray is into home insurance. And in the next month or so, we are coming out with entirely re-engineered home insurance quoters in provinces across Canada that are going to be of the same quality as car insurance. So that's going to be the next big push, because all of our car insurance buyers are asking us, they're clamoring for home insurance. There's actually more demand right now for home insurance leads than there are car insurance leads because of some things that are going on with the government limiting car insurance pricing, which, by the way, I think is insane. Separate topic in itself. So home insurance is the next big push for us. Also life insurance. We just re-engineered our life insurance quota and we launched it last week. So we're actively looking for more life insurance partners. And commercial insurance is going to be the next quota that we generate after. But I think auto and home are the big two, followed by life insurance and commercial insurance. But the goal is the same for each of them, to make sure that we compare the market, get as many partners as possible, generate as high a lead to sale ratio as possible for our partners, and give consumers as much choice. And Peter, you know, you mentioned, you know, wow, you have a lot of leads. This is nothing compared to the way it's going to be. Only 20% of Canadians even know about sites like lowestrates.ca. So imagine when penetration gets up to 70%. Because the question that I'd pose to consumers and partners is, why would someone not use a site like this? It's free, and the worst thing that's going to happen is you're going to find out that your current provider is best for you. So at worst, it provides you peace of mind, and at best, it saves you hundreds or thousands of dollars per year. You know, we see the average consumer saves somewhere between $400 and $600, you know, per quote with us versus what they have. So I think this snowball is just going to continue to roll. This is the future. This is what we see in other countries, and it's what we see in other verticals.
So have you found services or companies that have come to you who have pitched you ideas and you say, you know, we're not there yet, or that's not going to fit in our wheelhouse? Are you getting companies with ideas? And sort of a secondary part of that question is, how much are you learning from your partners to improve your offerings as well? So that's sort of a double-headed monster there, but I'll see if you can take it on.
Yeah, so we're very focused in terms of our approach to growth and in terms of our approach to focus. So if it's not something that we're looking for, that we're looking to move into in the next 6 months or so, we often put things in what we term a parking lot that we'll come back and look at in the future. We get pitched every day by companies that are looking to get more lead volume in areas we're just not that focused on right now. So yes, we say no to partners. But I'd say also sometimes we have to let go of partners that we brought on, because like I said, partners are an extension of the lowestrates.ca brand. And typically when we get complaints from consumers, it's not about our site, it's about the partner. It's, hey, I was matched with this broker or this carrier and I never got called. Or, hey, this partner doesn't know who lowestrates.ca is and doesn't have the quote information. And so we try to work with the partners in order to fix those things. But a few times the partner doesn't have the same consumer facing focus that we do and created an exceptional consumer experience. So we've had to let partners go before. But in terms of, do we learn from partners? Massively. We wouldn't be able to do this without our broker partners and without our carrier partners, because every day the insurance business is evolving. And for us to best represent consumers and to represent our broker and carrier partners, we have to make changes every day. So there is absolutely a two-way street where we are having probably 10 different conversations every day and making changes in our quotas every day in order to make sure everything moves as smoothly as possible. We wouldn't be able to do it without them. It's a partnership. It is a partnership. We view them as our partners. And we don't view brokers as competitors. We don't view insurance companies as competitors. We view it's a symbiotic relationship where we need one another, and it's great.
So let's ask a little sort of background question around the creation of the company. What kind of resources did you have to put into this operation to get it off the ground and moving? And what could people learn from that? Or better yet, what are they going to learn based on what you can tell us? Because, well, I'm asking you to tell people what they're going to learn. What I'm really asking is, what did you put into it, and what can you say about that effort?
Well, a lot of effort. So we launched it with only $150,000. Back in 2012. $150,000 does not get you much. So we did not have a website. We had no partnerships. We had no comparison engines. We had no visitors. We had nothing. We started from scratch in 2012 with nothing. And so we had to build the site. We had to find partners that were willing to join with us. We needed to build the comparison engines. And we needed to get people to come to our site. And it was a very, very slow growth, especially getting people to come to the site. We realized we did not have the money to advertise, but we did have expertise in SEO, in organic Google search. But to do that right, it takes time. So for probably 2 or 3 years, we were putting in the effort in order to move up the organic Google search rankings with very little return. Like, we were excited when we saw 10 people on the site per day. Then when we saw 50 and 100 and 1,000, and then probably 3 years in, it started to really become a hockey stick effect where we continued to move up the Google rankings. People started using the site. They started telling their friends. And, you know, now we just came ninth on the Deloitte Fast 50, and we were 11th in the fastest 500 growing companies in Canada, according to McLean's and Canadian Business. We're now the fastest, not only insurance company, but the fastest financial services company in Canada from a growth perspective. But when I look back, you know, I did not pay myself for 3 years. In the first 3 years, there was very little growth. There was very little to indicate that this was going to be successful. But in my gut, I just believed that this made far too much sense not to work. And I'm glad that we continued every single day to put in the effort. And even to this day, you know, this is still very much a startup mentality where there's little bureaucracy. People work very, very hard, and nothing, you know, our success is not assumed. We continue to work each day to grow. So I'd say in terms of what you can learn, I mean, SEO is very hard. I think for most brokers and most insurance companies, SEO is going to be difficult. It's a very competitive market. It's very difficult to rank well in Google. And the only way to do so sustainably is to make consistent efforts day after day after day over a 5 to 10 year period. But I think, you know, just like any business, you need to really believe in it in your gut, you know, despite naysayers and despite obstacles. You need to be very focused in understanding where to put your effort. And there's no substitution for hard work. If you're not willing to work hard and kill yourself at it, it's just not going to be successful.
Spoken like a true entrepreneur. So Justin, one of the things you said there, and I'd love it if you could expand on it a little bit. You said we still have a startup mentality. When you say that, what does that mean to you? How do you describe what a startup mentality is?
Well, we move quickly and we make decisions quickly. And when a consumer or a partner says something to us, we take it very seriously and we move on it very quickly. There are not layers of bureaucracy to go through to make decisions. Like, we think our consumer experience and our partner experience is paramount. And if we have complaints in either, we take it with massive severity and act on it immediately. Whereas a lot of these big companies, it seems like people at them, I don't even know what they do every day, because, you know, there's something small that we ask and it has to go through three layers of management and it takes 2 months, whereas it would take us half an hour. And so I don't ever want our company to get there, because keeping, you know, our success is based on people being happy, both consumers and partners. And I don't think you can keep consumers and partners happy if it takes you 2 months to make a decision that should take 30 seconds. So that's just one example. But, you know, every person at our company has a lot of responsibility. They have the ability to make a difference every day, and they really buy into what we're doing. Like, they really feel like we're helping Canadians to save time and money. You know, last year alone, we saved Canadians $250 million in interest and fees. And our near-term goal is to save Canadians $1 billion. And so I just think there's a lot of energy, there's a lot of enthusiasm, there's a lot of buy-in that you don't see necessarily at some corporations, where you just feel like you're a cog in the wheel, and whether you're there at work or not doesn't really matter some days.
Wow, you just brought back a ton of memories. I'm an original dot-com era survivor from, you know, their late 90s. And just the way you spoke of that, it really reminded me of, you sort of, you believe in what you believe till you can't believe it anymore. And you go forward and you work your tail off. And I remember I said to one of my colleagues back then, if I could find a way to buy more time, I would, because there's not enough hours in the day to get done what I want to get done. And you really sort of brought back a flood of memories to me really quick. So taking that era and going now forward to where we are now, one of the big terms that is used is, are companies disruptors? Do you think lowest rates is a disruptor in the financial services industry? Because you cross all sorts of boundaries with it and what it does. But are you disrupting things? Or are you just providing value where no one had really decided to provide value before?
Yeah, we don't look to kind of identify ourselves as a disruptor or as a fintech company. We have a very simple mandate. As you mentioned, like, we are trying to provide value to consumers in terms of helping them to make smarter financial decisions, making it fast and easy for them to get the right answers to their financial questions, to improve their financial literacy. And we're trying to add value to partners, to brokers, to insurance companies, in order to get as much new business as possible at as low a price as possible. So we're not looking to label ourselves as anything. We are just trying to provide value. And we're really just piggybacking in terms of what's going on in other industries, like I mentioned, the travel and the automotive industries, and in terms of what's going on in other countries. So it's not like what we're doing is entirely innovative or disruptive. It just makes common sense. And it's just, and sometimes the best ideas just make common sense and kind of take from other things that have been successful in the world, as opposed to trying to reinvent the wheel. I think sometimes when you try to, you know, reinvent the wheel or try to do something too innovative, it doesn't necessarily hit the mark or isn't necessarily entirely helpful. So we're trying to piggyback on things that have already been proven and work very well.
Okay. No more need to talk. We're going to wrap it right there because you just nailed it perfectly. I think we just lost our connection. Isn't that serendipitous? Here we go. Hang on. Well, I don't know what to do there. He's just frozen, and that's that. I can't. He wrapped it up on such a high note. So I'm just gonna wrap it up there, and we will catch up with Justin another time. Thanks again, Justin.
One of the takeaways that struck me as interesting was the term that Justin uses: in market versus engagement. Sometimes using the correct language can help an organization maintain its identity and purpose, and lowestrates.ca is certainly on the right track. What should have stood out as well are these two numbers. 70% of consumers in Britain are using rate comparison sites to start their insurance search. If that is the future, then consider what else Justin said about lowestrates.ca. Only 20% of Canadians know about the website and service. It certainly seems like there's space to grow. If you're a broker, the sobering information on costs of advertising and resources to be online can be daunting, but Justin certainly seems to suggest there is a solution, either by partnering with lowestrates.ca or another entity that has similar expertise. That's the good news, and to add to that, Justin still sees the value proposition of brokers as a key aspect in the insurance distribution model. That's likely conditional, though, as they all have to embrace change, and lowestrates.ca is a great example of sacrifice to make positive change in this industry.
Thanks for listening to the Insurance Podcast, brought to you by Tessier Insurance Consulting. Keep up to date with the show by visiting theinsurancepodcast.com and find us on social media via Twitter and Instagram.